When Colin Allred goes door to door, he says he wants even his knocking to sound friendly because first impressions matter.
Hi, Mr. Dickerson.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Colin Allred. I'm a Democrat running for Congress here. Let's see if I can introduce myself to you.
Allred is a former NFL linebacker who went on to serve in the Obama administration. He went to school nearby, he says, grew up with a single mom, and went to college on a football scholarship. But he says you shouldn't have to be a ball player to get an opportunity to go to college.
Social mobility is going down in this country. Opportunity is going away. And the American dream, you know, is on life support. And as somebody who has been able to live my version of the American dream, you know, I feel it really strongly that we have to do this now. We can't wait.
Allred was a civil rights lawyer in the Department of Housing and Urban Development under Obama. And he says watching President Donald Trump's team start unraveling the work they did helped cement his decision to run for Congress.
You know, the work that we did at HUD was something that really affected people on a day-to-day basis. Seeing the approach they took to it made me feel like that we were going to have a reaction here in 2018.
That's a common sentiment for many of the Obama alumni running for office this year, from California to Michigan, Colorado to New Jersey. Lillian Salerno was a political appointee in the Agriculture Department. She's also running in the 32nd District, and she says hyperpartisanship in Washington has stymied good policy.
Just because it says Obama or Bush or whatever, it's just crazy that you go and you just tear down stuff because the other guy did it. I think there's really good ideas, and I'm somebody, if it's a good idea, if it doesn't come from someone in my party, I'll listen.
I met Salerno at Jimmy's Food Store. It's an Italian market in Dallas where her Sicilian immigrant grandmother used to shop. The lawyer turned small business owner worked on rural economic development issues under Obama, and she says undermining the federal government hurts real people.
Guess what? The capital markets don't go and put broadband in those last miles in these small communities. There is no clean water without the government in some of these small communities. We're a first world country. We got to take care of our people.
Having spent some time working in the Obama administration can give candidates some street cred among Democrats, according to the University of Virginia political analyst Jeffrey Skelly. He says it can also help with fundraising or endorsements.
Serving in the administration could open up the connections you might need to run a credible congressional campaign.
And right now, Skelly says there's good reason for Democrats to tout their ties to Obama.
Barack Obama left office fairly popular, you know, with an approval rating above 50%. And a very high approval rating, close to 90% among Democrats.
Republicans say they're more than happy to have Democratic challengers embrace their Obama connections. Jack Pandel is a spokesman for the National Republican Campaign Committee, which works to elect Republicans to the House of Representatives.
We see it as a legacy of big government, of slow job growth, heavy-handed regulation, you know, weak foreign policy. I just don't think that the American people, particularly in Texas, of all places, really have an appetite for that.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, Democratic candidate Ed Meyer has a different read on politics here in Dallas. The former State Department official worked on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, and he says his candidacy stems from a question his daughter asked after Donald Trump was elected.
Daddy, is Donald Trump going to do all those mean things he said he was going to do?
Meyer is the best funded among the seven Democrats running for the nomination, including immigration attorney George Rodriguez and former TV reporter Brett Shipp. Like the other Obama alumni, though, Meyer only really wants to talk about taking on Republican Pete Sessions in November.
People want someone who values treating people with dignity and respect and who's going to listen to, you know, to their community and represent them in Washington and really go up there to solve problems, not toe a party line.
No matter which Democrat wins, it'll be an uphill battle. Sessions has been in Congress for 2 decades. He's got a lot of money in the bank. And it's not clear if having the Obama administration on your resume will help to beat him. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.